Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and for today's delve into the Bugle archives, we go back to the 2016 US election. I was joined by Wyatt Cernak to discuss important issues like why Rochelle from your local McDonald's would make a truly sensational president.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Top story this week, and hang up your stockings, people. As we record, it is only four more sleeps until presidential election day. Four harrowing, haunted, broken sleeps, punctuated by waking up in a cold sweat every hour screaming, "How the f*** has it come to this?" Wyatt, you are our correspondent on the ground in America. How is the nation coping with the imminence of decision day?
I think at this point it's exhaustion, Andy. I think it is that sort of final stretch of a marathon where you can see the finish line, but you can also see nearby there's Starbucks, and you're trying to decide, is it worth finishing and getting that silver blanket, or should I just walk over to that Starbucks and say, you know what, I tried?
If it was presented to America as a nation that they could just cancel the election at very short notice, the Starbucks option, and just have a pumpkin left over from Halloween as acting president for the next 4 years, do you think that would, I mean, that would actually be more popular than the options on the ticket?
Yes, a rotting pumpkin, I think, at this point, it would probably appease both sides. Obviously, there are sides that are pro-Trump, there are sides that are pro-Hillary. But at this moment, I think the dangerous thing right now is, like, everyone kind of keeps talking about, yeah, whoever wins, there's still going to be half the people who are really upset. And depending on how that goes, if it's Trump, it's a lot of people who are going to be really upset, who are going to stop making TV shows and movies. And then if it's, and just take those to Canada. And if it's Hillary Clinton, it's a lot of people who are going to be angry and upset, and they're going to buy a bunch of AR-15s and maybe not use them, but just terrify everyone on the highway.
Right, so I mean, it's a pretty optimistic future you're painting for the United States.
Right, yeah. But with rotting pumpkin, everyone's like, hey, it's a rotting pumpkin. Like, it's what's going to happen? Like, it looks like that little creepy half-toothed smile it has is starting to turn into a frown. Oh, look at that. Oh, rotting pumpkin. Oh, it's got flies now. Look at that, reaching across party lines. It's got flies. It's got roaches. Rotting pumpkin really is the great uniter this country needs.
Well, I mean, I think that's what Abraham Lincoln always dreamed of.
Yeah.
Being replaced by a slowly decomposing vegetable. So, I mean, the two options, clearly. I mean, Gary Johnson does appear to have left his charge slightly late as the Libertarian Party candidate. Trump has come in the betting this week, alarmingly. He's now 2-1. When we recorded last week, he was about 5-1. So he is now 2,500 times more likely to become president than Leicester City were to win the Premier League title that they did actually win last year. So that's close to a racing certainty. Whoever wins, Wyatt, it does seem that they are set to be America's least popular president ever within about 0.2 seconds of swearing the oath of office on the 20th of January.
True. You've got Hillary Clinton, who is a good politician. Like, she's a seasoned politician. She knows the game. And there is a transformative thing of she could be the first female president. But there's a sense, I feel like, where people are like, yeah, we want history, but could it be another person? like she's cool, but like what's her daughter doing? Is her daughter available? Or is Elizabeth Warren? What about her granddaughter? Like, we want to be a part of history, but I don't know if we want her. And I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's because she wants it so badly that people are now finding like fault in her of like, she just wants it too hard. Like, is there somebody else that we could just root for? I feel like she's become the Tim Tebow of presidential candidates in that, like, there are people who just, like, Tim Tebow was such a polarizing figure as far as, like, no, he's a decent football player, but he just wants to be a quarterback so badly that there were enough people that were like, nah, no.
Anyone who wants to be president should automatically rule themselves out.
Yes.
Of being president.
Yeah, if you want the job, you should not be given the job or be allowed to run for it. It feels as though the way the president should be determined in this country is on a given day at like 2 a.m, someone will knock on your door and wake you up and they'll say, hey, you're president. And your response will be, well, wait a minute. No, I work at McDonald's. Yeah. And you've done a great job there, but now your country needs you.
I mean, to be honest, that would not be, you know, any worse or even any less logical than the current system for deciding presidents, which is essentially to have an absolute shitload of money and no shame whatsoever.
Right, yeah, no.
It's two sides of the same coin, really.
It is, but at the same time, I bet you if you woke up Rochelle from McDonald's at 2 a.m. and said, look, put on your hat, put on your McDonald's shirt, we're taking you to the White House, you're now the president, I have a feeling she could do a good job. She's going to reach across party aisle. I think she'd do fine. Because at the same time, too, she probably will say, like, look, I'm not going to kowtow to lobbyists, but I know how to make deals. I'll give you some supersized fries if you guys would just be willing to talk about gun control.
I mean, it's that maybe that level of simple negotiation is what is needed to cut through the many barriers in American politics.
It's amazing what you can get done with French fries. You can you can get a child to shut up in a car with French fries.
How much research have you done for that line, Wyatt? And whose children, did you research it on?
I tend to just get in cars with children and just offer them French fries. And it works pretty well. Like, as a scientific experiment, it works very well. As just a thing personally, in my life and my criminal record, it's not particularly good.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have a sharing economy now. That's you know, not logically that far away from Uber, is it? You know, just forcibly getting into someone's car with a bag of fries.
Yeah, and just saying, like, this is, no, I'm starting an app called Fryer, and I just bring fries to children to shut them up. You're welcome.
Do you know, I think 99% of all parents in the world would sign up for that instantly.
Yeah. Ooh, we just made an app, Andy. Did John Oliver ever do that? No, I didn't! I didn't!
We find it hard over here in Britain to understand quite the depth of loathing for Hillary Clinton that there is in America, because objectively and without, you know, following her career too closely, she seems, you know, quite an impressive politician, as you say, quite an impressive and well-qualified candidate. Is it a question of over-familiarity breeding a deep, deep visceral contempt? You know, better the devil you know absolutely nothing about in Trump, who apparently also knows nothing about most things. Is that the way America seems to be going?
I think it's a mix of things. I think there's a huge part of it that is she's a lady. I don't know if you know this, Andy, but in this country, we don't treat ladies well. It's a thing that we've been doing for a while.
All right.
Yeah.
It seems that most Republicans see Hillary as some kind of cross between Al Capone, Lenin, the Emperor Nero, and Beelzebub himself, but female, so even worse. And I have just checked the stats on that. She does have way over the average number of ovaries for a presidential candidate. The average to date of all serving presidents is zero ovaries per American president. There were rumors about Calvin Coolidge, but nothing was ever proven. And they seem to think that essentially, if you unscrew the top half of Hillary from the bottom half, she will split apart to reveal a little Mikhail Gorbachev, and he'll have a little Leonard Brezhnev inside, and he'll have a Stalin inside, and then inside him will be a little Jeremy Corbyn. Lenin. I'm always getting those two mixed up. I need to change my newspaper subscription. That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now do go and listen to all the shows in the Bugle stable over and over and over again at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.